Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for The Bigger Picture, and it's just bigger records that I see.
That's right. So we've got a lot of optimism around the COVID-19 vaccine, also the clarity being brought forth from the Biden administration around the transition officially kickstarting. So we've got a Dow hitting new records, topping 30,000 points. The small cap Russell 2000 index also hitting fresh all-time highs. Last night it was up 1.9%. Bitcoin also approaching its all-time high, breaking above $19,000 last night, nearing its record of around $20,000. And also hitting new highs, Tesla stock extending its rally over the past 2 weeks. It's up 6% overnight. And for the past 2 weeks, up nearly 40%. To make sense of what's going on in the markets, we've got a bigger picture of Lee Kian Soon, CEO of Astro Asset Management. Morning, Kian Soon. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very good.
Hey, Kian Soon, thanks for helping us out this morning. So I'm going to get help first to get a bit of an overview of how you are invested right now. Year to date, your fund is up 2.3% as of end of October. It's actually outperforming the STI, which at that point was down nearly 20%. Walk us through what's in your portfolio right now.
I guess in terms of navigating through the COVID crisis this year, we started with, during the February to May period with our focus on a lot of PPE manufacturers. Examples, the glove makers, ventilator makers, as well as the mask manufacturers and tech sectors as well. And we actually actively rotated out of the traditional brick and mortar business because this will be affected by the circuit breaker. And by June to November period, and as the COVID situation evolves and people are getting out of circuit breakers, we sort of focus geographically on countries or regions with a better track record of managing the virus situation well, and as well as a preference for huge economy and domestic consumption markets so that they could ride the economy recoveries as factories reopen, consumption resumes, but, probably very limited kind of travel. Currently, we are looking at phase three, which is more end of the year, where we are relooking in conventional sectors that have been very painfully beaten down in terms of their valuations. And we also like companies with very little debt over this process. And we actually look forward to these companies riding the economic recovery as the virus situation improves with more vaccines coming into the market, as well as the administrations of various countries having a better grip of how to control the virus.
Yeah, Kian Soon, it sounds like you've got rather three phases over the past year that you've been riding on. So it's a lesson here for investors to be more active in managing their portfolios because there's so much news happening and the buy and hold, I guess, strategy is not as relevant this year?
I would say this is a very different year versus the different over different decades of investment. This is a year where, the COVID situation has made the market extremely volatile. Obviously, there's another strategy for, which is basically buy and hold. And, if you look at this strategy, it has worked out for various markets. Various markets, given this month rally, has actually recovered and actually is year to date for 2020, they are all positive. And I would say if you look at these markets, they are usually the markets that cope with the virus situation much better than the rest.
Yeah, so I'm looking at your portfolio. You've got 20%, less than 20% exposure to Singapore and the rest mainly in China and Hong Kong. But with the recent bounce in the STI, does that tempt you to increase your exposure back home because you've got the cyclicals, the banks here?
In terms of looking into our home markets, I think there are two considerations. We need to recognize that a lot of the companies here are very sensitive to the whole COVID situation. And if you are a company that is very dependent on trade, then you'll be even more sensitive to developments around the whole ASEAN. Singapore is not by itself. We are part of the ASEAN bloc. the how this region cope with the virus and how Singapore works with different countries in terms of developing travel bubbles, all would, you know, determine the outcome of the performance of these companies.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely continue to identify gems among all the companies within Singapore, and we'll increase allocations once we are more confident about the recovery.
Yeah, so Ken Soon, sounds like you're pretty much more overweight on the Chinese story, but I'm just looking at some of the recent headlines and you've got stories around how state-owned enterprises have been seeing a series of corporate bond defaults. That's been spooking some investors. How does it affect your outlook on that market?
So this story about Chinese corporate bond defaults has been floating around, but we need to be realistic as investors. Huge bond coupons of more than 10% per annum ultimately needs to be aligned with the corresponding risk of this corporate corporate. It's basically a high yield bond, and we need to recognize that the default risk is high. The days where no China SOE or related entities will go bankrupt are over.
Mm.
And it's not a bad idea, if you ask me, that such safety net or perceived safety nets are removed. Investors should be fully aware of the risk-reward metrics and avoid making unrealistic assumptions. It's also about time, if you look at it, the Chinese corporate debt market restructures itself on the whole, as well as the local credit rating agencies to stop giving AAA ratings just because it's a SOE. As these bonds are predominantly denominated in renminbi, the investors, I must say, are predominantly Chinese, and foreign investors hold less than 1% of the country's outstanding corporate debt.
And okay, so just to wrap things up, right, we've got U.S. markets hitting new record highs and record highs in Japan, in Korea as well. What's your sense of the valuations that you're seeing in the markets right now? Does that bring you any concern that we are seeing such records being hit so fast, so soon?
I guess in terms of valuations, the interesting thing is certain sectors, the valuation is still attractive. It depends on which sectors you're referring to. If you look at there are certain sectors that are very hot now, like you used to be the vaccine sectors and as well as the high-tech sectors, some of the valuations have gone really high. But if you look at traditional brick-and-mortar business that have, or even the oil and gas sector, energy sectors, they have been beaten down so badly because of the COVID situation. So I wouldn't say that their valuation, even until at this point, is extremely high.
All right, we've been chatting with Lee Ken Soon. He is the CEO of Astro Asset Management. Ken Soon, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.